7 minutes past seven here with It Says in the Papers. It's Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail are the only two papers leading this morning with yesterday's blistering attack by Donald Trump on Volodymyr Zelensky, branding him a dictator after the Ukrainian leader accused the US president of parroting Kremlin disinformation. Although the Irish Independent isn't leading with this story, it carries a comment piece by the British writer and historian Owen Matthews, originally published in The Telegraph, under the headline, "For all his rancor and ignorance, Trump is still Ukraine's best hope for peace. Anyone still talking about pushing out the Kremlin's troops is merely virtue signalling and writing checks in someone else's blood," Matthews writes. And although he describes Trump's stance as crass and obnoxious, he takes the line that at least he's thrown out some foolish empty pieties which other countries indulged in, including the prospect that Ukraine was going to join NATO. He concludes his piece with the line that as long as Ukraine remains free and firmly in the Western camp, it will have emerged from a death struggle with Moscow with her independence and pride intact. It will be they who won and Putin who lost. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner builds its lead story around new figures which tell us that there were 5,000 more hospital appointment cancellations in January this year than last year. The Independent's lead story is about how staff in the private sector are more likely to get individual pay hikes rather than across-the-board increases. The little girl turned away by 22 schools. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Sun, which in common with the Irish Daily Mirror, leads with the plight of Charlotte Cahill from Talla in Dublin, who is battling to secure a place for her five-year-old daughter, Syra. Syra has autism and epilepsy and is non-verbal, but is currently thriving in preschool. Whether a pint of Guinness in London is now as good as its equivalent in Dublin is the story which the Irish Daily Star has chosen to lead with this morning. Two hospital-related stories feature on the front of the Northern papers. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a damning report into the death of five-year-old Stella Lily McCorkindale, who died from sepsis in the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children in December 2022. The report concludes that multiple opportunities were missed to save her life, detailing how over the course of 3 days, her parents repeatedly sought help for Stella Lily, but were sent home from hospital twice, only for her condition to deteriorate. The tragedy of Stella Lily's death is compounded by the death of her father Robert by suicide 13 months later. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that BAM, the construction company which is building the National Children's Hospital in Dublin, has been appointed to build a new £671 million hospital in Belfast. World's most expensive children's hospital firm is given Belfast contract, is the headline there. And finally, Linda Martin is pictured on the front of the Mail, as well as inside lots of today's papers, following an interview she did with Oliver Callan on this station yesterday, revealing that she's mulling over the prospect of running for president.